USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 8 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the U.S., but many say that effort isn't moving fast enough. A former FDA commissioner says the current approach to getting shots into arms needs to be reset. Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the supply is there to reach most of the vulnerable population if an all-of-the-above distribution approach is taken.
Right now, there's 40 million doses sitting on a shelf somewhere. So the feds say it's with the states. The states say it's with the feds. It really doesn't matter to the patient who's not getting access to the injection. You have 40 million on the shelf. We have 50 million Americans above the age of 65. So we have supply to push it out to that population more aggressively. I think we need to take an all-of-the-above approach and push it out through different channels, including the big box stores, including federal sites that the Biden administration is talking about standing up. We need to try everything right now to create multiple distribution points.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
A second Republican senator has now called for President Trump's resignation while House Democrats prepare articles of impeachment. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey said Sunday that the country's best path forward would be for the president to step down, joining Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski in calling for his resignation. Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press that while he doesn't think impeachment is the right way to go, he says it's time for both the country and the president to move on.
Well, I think the best way for our country is for the president to resign and go away as soon as possible. I acknowledge that may not be likely, but I think that would be best. It does not look as though there is the will or the consensus to exercise the 25th Amendment option, and I don't think there's time to do an impeachment. There's 10 days left before the president leaves anyway. I think the best thing would be a resignation.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man was shot and killed by police after he shot seven people in a random spree. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
U.S. Capitol Police were warned about the possibility of violence on January 6th, according to a new report. NBC News reporting Sunday that the FBI and the New York Police Department both sent information to Capitol Police about the possibility of violence during protests against the certification of the Electoral College vote. According to that report, the FBI had credible information that a number of people were headed to Washington with the intent to engage in violence. So far, more than 60 people have been arrested in connection to the riot. And flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff in honor of the Capitol police officer who died of injuries suffered Wednesday at the Capitol. Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday of injuries suffered while physically engaging with protesters. Flags at the White House will fly at half-staff until Wednesday evening, according to the president's announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.